Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the first parak of Maseches Arla. Today we're learning parak Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, and parak Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Parak Aleph, Mishnah Dalet is going to be continuing our discussion regarding a tree that was partially uprooted from the ground. It says the Mishnah, Ilan Shene'akar, Finishtayir Bo Shoresh, if a tree, again, that was more than 3 years old, the halachas of Arla no longer apply to it, was uprooted almost entirely. But there remained in it a single root that was still clearly and firmly connected to the ground, Potter. The tree remains exempt, not obligated in Arla, because at the end of the day, it still could survive with that single connected root. And if it still could survive with that single connected root, it was not uprooted, and the halachas of Arla would not apply to it, because it's still considered to be a tree that is older than 3 years old. V'kama yehi ha-shoresh, and asks the Mishnah, and how thick must this single root be to allow it to still be connected to the ground, that it still gets nourishment and sustenance from the ground? Rabbi Gamliel, Omer Mishem, Rabbi Lazar ben Yehuda, Ish Bartusa. Rabbi Gamliel says the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda, the name of Bartosa, Kemachat Shel Miton, like the thickness of a stretching needle. Weavers would typically insert their needles at the edges of the newly woven fabric to stretch it across the board, and these needles had a standard level of thickness, and that is the thickness that a single root must have in order to sustain a tree, and therefore allow it to be still considered its old tree and not a new tree for the purposes of Arla. Continuing now with Parak Aleph, Mishnah Hey, as we continue our discussion regarding a tree that was older than 3 years old, but is then uprooted. Now, the first part of our mission is going to deal with the situation of layering. One of the branches of a fruit tree, it would typically, one of the things that farmers would do, they'd bend it down to the ground, where the middle of that branch would then be buried, so that it would develop its own roots in the ground. One end of the branch would remain connected to the original vine, and the other free, and the free end would rise from the ground as if it were a separate vine. Which, when the new roots are sufficiently developed, the branch is severed from the parent, from the original tree, at which point the layered branch becomes a completely separate new grapevine. This is one of the tools that farmers utilize when growing different types of vines, different types of trees. So, Ilan Shene'akar Ubo Bereichav, a tree that was more than 3 years old, was uprooted from the ground, but had a layered branch that was still attached to it. Vehu chaya mimena, and the tree was being sustained by this layered branch, even though it was disconnected from the ground. Chazra hazekena liyos kabrecha, the old tree now changes its status to be like the branch of the rooted layer. So even though the tree itself is older than 3 years, if the layered branch that's in the ground that it's still connected to is 1 year old or 2 years old, then that age, that time frame, would now apply to this older tree. It loses its previous status, and now it becomes applicable in the laws of Arla. Habricha shana achar shana. If he layered the old tree year after year, each year he would draw the layered branch from the branch that was layered the previous year, so that now after several years he has a series of layered branches, the later ones connected through the earlier ones all the way back to the parent, to the original branch, venifsika, and the initial branch was then severed, was then cut from the original tree, making the tree that grew from that branch, as well as all the trees that came after it, independent of the original tree, mona misha'a shenifsika. He counts a new 3 year orla period for all of the trees that had grown since then, from the time the first layered branch was cut from the original tree. Now, as the Mishnah continues, we're going to be discussing another cultivation technique, another type of tool, another type of technique that farmers would use, and that is referred to as grafting. The planter would take a branch from one tree and graft that branch onto a different tree. That was called the rootstock. The grafted branch then would draw nourishment from the rootstock. The Mishnah now discusses a special case of grafting, namely a situation where the grafted branch is grafted onto the rootstock but remains attached as well to the original tree. Says the Mishnah, Sipuk Hagefanim. In the case of the extension of a grapevine, where a vine is stretched and then grafted onto another grapevine while remaining attached to its original grapevine, Vesipuk al Gabi Sipuk, on an extension, upon an extension, Afal Pi, Shehebrichan Ba'aretz. Even if he also layered the extensions in the ground, so that in addition to replanting them into another grapevine, he also replanted them into the ground. What's the halacha? Mutter. It is completely permitted to eat the fruits that grow from these vines if the original grapevines are past the years of Arla. The grafting and the layering of these extended vines is not considered a new planting, since these new extended vines were never severed, they were never cut from their original place of growth, and therefore they're still considered to have that status of that original tree. The Mishnah, however, is not going to quote a Tanna. Disagrees. Rabbi Meir says, "Mikom shekocha yafa mutter." Says Rabbi Meir, it depends on how strong the connection is between where this new tree draws its nourishment from. Says Rabbi Meir, where the strength of the extended vine is strong, so that it still draws most of its nourishment, most of its sustenance from the original vine. It is permitted to then to eat its fruits, as the first Tana said, because the extended vine is still considered to be a part of the original tree. However, mekom shekocha ra'aser, but where the strength of the extended vine is weak, so that it does not draw its main nourishment from the original vine, then it is forbidden to eat the fruits that will now grow from the vine. We have to assume that it's considered replanted in the rootstock onto which it has been grafted, and then we have to begin the laws of Arla, the year count, from that point forward. Finally, the Mishnah is going to give one final case of replanting where the fruits are forbidden. The Mishnah is v'chein berecha shenifsik avihi meleya peros. When also a layered branch that was cut from an old tree, when the layered branch was already filled with non-arla fruit, im hosif b'masayim aser. Then if it grew 1/200th more from its own roots after being cut from the old tree, it is aser, it is forbidden to eat those fruits because the new arla growth is too large to be nullified. It has to be nullified in 1/200th in order for it to not be considered Arla, because that doesn't exist here. It would be considered Arla, and it would be usur to eat those fruits. Have a great day.